Jeff Bezos is famous not only for launching Amazon, but continually and to the current day, starting a company-wide practice for raising the bar on all new hires. Now, how does he accomplish this? He developed a practice of asking Amazon employees who have themselves raised the bar and proven to be creative and productive and themselves learned to interview well, to volunteer to be part of an interview process of new Amazon candidates, even candidates outside of their department. The people in this group are called the bar raisers. Funny enough, the bar raiser is indeed the final hurdle for incoming candidates. They run the last interview in the process, making the final judgment. Dun, dun, dun. These are individuals who have proven themselves to be good recruiters of talent as well. At least one bar raiser is involved in every interview process and has the power to veto a candidate that doesn't meet the goal of raising the company's overall hiring bar. And this, as I have mentioned in the past few editions, is consistent with research. Having a third party outside the group with no immediate stake in urgency to hire or preconceived notion of what is a good fit to ensure that the hiring standards never slip in the organization. And by the way, at least with Amazon, no one can overrule the bar raiser, not even the hiring manager. So the question is, should you add your own bar raisers? It might be an interesting experiment, at least in one office or in half of the company, and see what happens. At the very least, within Amazon, it helps inoculate against interview bias from the hiring manager. And as the research suggests, none of us are immune from that.